Well, Nigel, assess that one for us if you can.
No, we've had two good games this week against Huddersfield, play well, and then against Fenerbahce and today. No, very, very disappointing. I think the games have just caught up with us a little bit. It's our fourth game in, 8 days, something like that. So I hope that's what it is.
Just a few tired legs, do you think, then?
Tired legs, tired minds. I thought we looked tired on the ball. I thought our decision-making was unbelievably poor today at times. Can't think of too many positive things about the performance. Delighted with Harrison McGay again. Mm. I'll take him out of that. And I thought he headed it. Forget his mistake for the second goal. That's an honest mistake and a slightly tired one. He's played three games this week. But delighted the way, for 18 years old, he went and competed, got tight and wanted to defend.
He did look very assured, didn't he? It was something that I said in the updates we were doing on Radio Sheffield, that he looked like he was older than his years.
I think he's showing up the older players in the team at the moment. I think Lewis Reed's doing that in his position as well when he plays. And it's lovely to see, because come the season, we'll put those lads in, because if we're going to lose, I'd rather lose with those lads.
It seems to lack a bit of intensity today. Do you think there were a few players maybe thinking the season's a week away now, I don't want to pick up a knock, don't want to pick up a niggle and miss that first game?
No, I don't think so. I think we've got a few carrying knocks. You know, Flinney's had his first ball game today, James Wallace just felt his groin, Jose with his calf again, Scoos was carrying his a bit, so not ideal with a week to go that they're carrying these little knocks. We'd have liked them to get close to 90 minutes today.
Yeah, Jose Baxter had to come off in that first half. Same issue, was it?
Yeah, he just tightened up his calf again. It's a kick, so it shouldn't be too bad. A week's treatment and he should be fine. And James Wallace, literally his groin, he just made a pass and just felt it ever so slightly, and we told them all before the game, if they feel anything at all, just come off with caution straight away.
Just a case of monitoring them over the next couple of days ahead of next week and then with Bristol City.
All of them, yeah. Making sure that they're all available, as many are available as we can for next Saturday.
Trying to find positives then. Craig Alcock as well, I thought, in that first 45 minutes, looked really assured and put some really good balls into the box.
Yeah, he did. We need somebody on the end of them now, but he did. Another good performance by him. He just felt his left thigh in the end of the first half, which is why he came off. He's the sort of lad that we like in our squad.
In terms of that search then, for someone to be on the end of him, how's it going, the search for a striker or two?
Yeah, it's coming on. We're making progress and making. We'd hope to have somebody in before the start of the season next Saturday.
Michael Higden, he's a name that's been linked once again. Can you tell us anything about that?
We're interested in Michael. That's as far as it is at the moment.
Have you put in any inquiries for him? Have you spoken to the club yet about him?
Yeah, well, he's over in Holland at the moment, so we've got to speak to the Dutch club and everything. But we will be following that one up, yes.
Hopeful for possibly next weekend?
Yeah, you'd hope so, but you never know with transfers. We talk about names and discuss them until somebody signs a contract, then everything's speculative.
What about Freeman and Mason, the deal there with Derby County? Is that one dead in the water now?
Yeah, it is, certainly for Kieran Freeman. Unfortunately, the demands were just a bit too much for us, so we'd still take Mason. But I think he was linked in with the deal for some reason.
Is there any chance that you could maybe get him without that deal going ahead for Freeman?
Well, we've asked, but they've said no at the moment.
Right, OK, so that's something that you guess you just leave alone now and move and look elsewhere?
That's it. They know where we are. We'd take Mason tomorrow if we get the chance. So we move on.
Do you anticipate new bodies in by next weekend then?
Yeah, we'd hope to get one in at least. Mm. We're working on other things as well. And you never know, one or two out as well.
How much do you feel like you need them by next weekend?
Yeah, we need them. It's difficult. We've played the three games in 5 days this week. I thought we played well against Huddersfield. Mm. We played well against Fenerbahce, the Turkish champions. And then we come to a League Two side. We've struggled against the League Two sides. But against Burton, we were nowhere near. And against York today. So it's difficult to put your finger on. But I think physically as well, I think that has to play a part today.
Is that just coincidence that it's against the two League Two sides?
Not sure. It might be that we played against an SPL side, played very well and won four, scored four, scored two against Fenerbahce. Today, we didn't look as though we were going to score one, never mind two or four. But it's decisions in that final third. We got in some great positions again at times. We should have scored early on. Chris Basham's just glanced the header wide. But Mark Howard also made a couple of brilliant saves again today.
What's the plan for the next couple of days now then? Because obviously you've got to start building up for that first game.
Yeah, that's it. Good week's training. The under-21s will play at Harrogate on Tuesday night. Anybody else that we think needs a run out as well? But Diego shows glimpses again today when he comes on, but his fitness levels aren't anywhere near what they need to be. And probably the same with Conor De Mayo. I think that's why Lewis Reed shines amongst them at the moment.
Is Diego just guilty at times of trying to do that one thing too many? Sometimes he should just offload it when he needs to.
Yeah, in the right areas. Don't mind him when he's got his running at defenders, in and around the edge of their box in the final third. That's when you run with it. You don't on the halfway line and stuff like that. That's when he's got bodies around him, he's got to play the ball, move, and then we'll get it to him again in a better position. But that's part of the learning process.
in terms of your starting lineup next week, how many are in place now, do you think? Do they have to impress you again this week now, or do you feel like you know kind of the starting 11 for the first game of the season?
We had a rough idea before today.
And that's changed now.
It will change, yeah. It'll change this week, no doubt, as well.
I guess we've got to challenge them to impress you now. You've got to let them know that they still haven't got their names on those shirts.
Yeah, we always look at this last one as a very important one, you know. So we've had a good week's games with Dundee and Huddersfield and Fenerbahce, and we've fallen short today. So we'll see how training goes this week.